This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. One of the big events last week in Washington was a filibuster against drones by Senator Rand Paul. Well, this week, a filibuster of a different sort is going on in Nebraska over a horse racing initiative that could bring in as much as $18 million a year in additional betting. Gigi Duban explains.
It almost seems like a joke, taking bets on a sporting event that's already happened. But Nebraska lawmakers want to put in video screens that would play old races to boost the state's gambling revenue. So the way it works is you know the horse's odds, but that's about it.
When you go to the machine, you don't know when or where it was run. You don't know the names of the horses or anything like that, but you do have a form that you can look at. As soon as you bet, then you can start it and watch the race.
That's Nebraska State Senator Russ Karpyshek, a supporter of the bill. Opponents say betting on old races on a video screen seems pretty random, as in slot machine random. And Nebraska law prohibits slot machines. Mark Nichols is an economics professor at the University of Nevada in Reno. He wonders how all that missing info about the race affects the odds.
It is a little bit more guesswork because, yeah, to the extent that jockeys can have an influence on the outcome, which presumably they can, you don't know that information.
And if you're wondering why the state doesn't just introduce off-track betting, where gamblers can watch televised live races, well, the Nebraska legislature killed that bill 3 years ago. But could you drink your mint julep at one of these video screens? Senator Karpyshek says, why not?
Well, I think you could, and I would, or at least beer.
I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.